puberty blockers for kids are incredibly dangerous.
If I have a medical issue involving my son, the only three people I ever want involved in that conversation are me and his mom, him, and the doctor. If somebody is trying to make some procedure that I think could make him better illegal or whatever, that is the worst possible world I could ever live in. If for whatever reason my son and I feel like I've gone through all the appropriate steps and he feels like he's a girl or he's a trans woman or whatever, not at five, I'm not talking at five, but at 14, 15.
At 14.
If he's having those feelings and we go through therapists or whatever and that is an option, it's like, well, this is what he's saying, this is what his doctor's saying, and you know what, I'm the parent, I'm going to ultimately make the decision to pull the trigger on that. I don't think anybody else, especially not the government, has the right to stand in between me and my child's future in that decision. Because of some government policy that a bureaucrat is writing.
But you support socialized medicine, right?
Socialized medicine doesn't mandate you have to get a certain procedure.
So
it's fundamentally different between like what is an affordable drug or what's in network, out of network, or what's like an appropriate prescription versus like you're not allowed to do this because ideologically Washington has voted a certain way and now this type of treatment is available to your child. Mm-hmm.